Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Blinded
by the light. I've always heard that you can save a heck of a lot of money if you switch over from your regular light bulbs to these LED lights. And I've also heard a lot of stories about veterans who leave the service and they come in and they've got great ideas and they can actually implement a project under budget and fast. Chris Rawlings is proving that to be true. He's a Marine veteran and the founder of Veteran LED. So, Chris, glad to have you here on the program. Tell me about your company.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Veteran LED is a lighting and energy design firm. We help organizations reduce their utility costs by implementing LED lighting and other energy conservation measures.
And where'd you get this idea?
So I was a contractor coming out of the military. I was actually working down at Fort Eustis, and I was walking around the hangars and listening to leaking air hoses and HVAC blowing out the door, and I thought to myself, other organizations have to have the same problem where they're spending all of this money on their energy bill so their light doesn't get shut off, but they have no idea where the costs are going. And so I started doing a bunch of research online and Googling energy, and everything that kept popping up was LED lighting, LED lighting. And so I started researching lighting, and come to find out you can save 60 to 70% just on your lighting portion of your bill just from switching from old conventional lighting to LED.
Yeah, that's big money. Getting the green out of greed and energy seems to be kind of a booming business nationwide. Tell me about how you go about finding customers here. You've started a project here at Swift Creek Baptist Church.
Yes, sir. So we, essentially when I started the business, I went door to door with product catalogs from different manufacturers of LED lighting, and I would hit about 20 to 30 businesses a day and just asking if I could perform an energy audit, which is kind of the first step when we walk into these organizations, and just perform the audit and ask if they would like to buy the product. And that's kind of how we started off, and then we just started listening to the market and saying, hey, we want to buy the lights, we want you to put in the lights, we want you to look at our bills, so on and so forth. And so from there, it just started growing. We started performing some jobs and had some portfolios we could show people and case studies we could show people, and then the word just started spreading, and thankfully here we are 4 years later.
That's pretty remarkable. And one of the reasons we wanted to have you on the program, you know, I worked for a veterans group up in New York, and I talked to so many veterans every day, who got out of the service, and then they would go apply for regular jobs, and the civilians would look at them like, I don't know what to do with you. I mean, yeah, you commanded all these guys in Afghanistan or in Iraq, but how do I implement that experience into the workplace, in a civilian workplace domestically? How do you think your military service prepared you for this work and in your situation for being a business owner?
Well, I think just across all branches, you know, the first step going to boot camp, you're faced with the hardest challenges you've probably ever been faced with in your life, and they really instill honor, courage, and commitment, and different sayings like improvise, adapt, and overcome, and understanding that it's really 80% mental and 20% physical. And I think, you know, running a business is just that. I mean, if not more, it's the daily struggles that you're going to hit and the obstacles that you're going to have to overcome are inevitable as a small business owner growing and even into a large business. And so being able to adapt to those challenges and mentally overcome them and just press forward is something that was instilled in us in the Marine Corps, and I utilize those same strategies today running the business.
Yeah. Well, challenges still ahead for you, I'm sure, as any of the startup businesses over the years will tell you. But Chris Rawlings, a Marine veteran, the founder of Veteran LED. You can check them out online at VLED.energy. That's their website. Chris, really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.